is Dickered Up. The official podcast of the Cars Tour is on the air. Presented by Puryear Tank Lines. The Cars Tour, the premier late model stock series. Short track racing at its very best. Stickered Up will feature A-list guests, the hottest topics, race previews, recaps, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If it happens on the Cars Tour, Stickered Up is chewing on it. Here's your host, Stephen Dunn.
And welcome into another edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. Took a spring break last week with a couple of weeks between events for the Cars Tour. Cars Tour will be back in action next weekend at Hickory Motor Speedway. Late model stock cars and pro late models will both be in action next Saturday night, and we'll take our show next week to preview that event. A quick look at the point standings headed into next weekend's event at Hickory on the late model stock car side. Carson Quapel, the most recent winner, he is first. He is 10 markers ahead of Brendan Queen. Jacob Hefner, third. Deke McCaskill, the winner at Southern National Motorsports Park in the season opener. He's fourth in points. Connor Hall, fifth. Bobby McCarty is tied for fifth as well. Ronnie Bassett Jr. off a great run at Florence. He's seventh in points. Chad McCombie, eighth. Jared Fryer, ninth. Minnie Tyrell round out the top ten. Taking a quick look on the pro side, one event. They didn't run at Florence, so just the one event at Southern National in the season opener. Mike Hopkins, the winner of that event. He'll lead the points going into Hickory next weekend. Justin Kreider, second. Brian Kruzak, he's third. Luke Mornay, fourth. Katie Hettinger, fifth. Isabella Robusto, sixth. Ashton Higgins, seventh. Caden Quapel, eighth. Brett Suggs, ninth. Logan Jones round out the top 10 in pro points. A couple of our Tour and 12 drivers this past weekend did a little moonlight and went to a couple of the NASCAR events, and we were going to talk with one of those drivers. In our second segment, we will talk to Chase Burrow, who took the checkered flag in the second of twin races at Dominion Motorsports Park on Saturday night, and then we'll also talk to Tour and 12 driver Connor Hall. He won twin races at Langley Speedway in Hampton, Virginia this weekend. And those Cars Tour guys going to NASCAR tracks, we'll talk to both of those guys about having so much success at a local short track. Again, Chase Burrow winning at Dominion and Connor Hall winning twin races at Langley. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out. We'll take this opportunity to come down, sticker up when we return. We'll talk with Chase Burrow, Tour and 12 driver, and the reigning Bill Steen Rookie of the Year. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. Practice, race, win. At Performance Racing Warehouse, home of the PRW chassis, they feel the thrill of victory and agony of defeat with every customer. With a cutting-edge, track-tested chassis, they know what it takes to build a race-winning machine. The PRW chassis has a proven track record of wins and championships that speak for themselves. When you're ready to take your performance to the next level, come visit Performance and let them get you in victory lane. Online at performancecenter.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. And you can call Performance Racing Warehouse at 704-838-1400. Puryear Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Puryear has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Puryear driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Puryear racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivepuryear.com to learn more.
We're all familiar with the term batteries not included. Well, that does not apply to Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery. They're all about batteries. Meredith Battery has Volt batteries for all applications, including auto, marine, commercial, golf cars, power sport, and motorsport. Meredith Battery of Anderson, South Carolina. Their Volt Battery customers are frequent visitors to Victory Lane at your local short tracks in the Southeast each and every week. For more information and to buy your next Volt battery, contact the team at 864-226-9090. 864-226-9091 and on Facebook and Instagram. Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery, the official battery of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
For laser cutting and CNC bending, GeoCut for media blasting and surface conditioning. GeoCut, South Boston, Virginia, for powder coating. GeoCut, on-demand laser cut parts. Just go to geocutfabrication.com. Upload your part drawing. Select the material and quantity and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. GeoCutFabrication.com. 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. GeoCut has you covered.
I'm Chase Burrow, driver of the 8B Medic Corp Lamont Stock Car, and you're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Green flag back in the air. This edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast with the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour via the GSX Wraps Hotline, the 2022 Bill Steen Rookie of the Year on the late model stock car side and Touring 12 driver in 2023, Mr. Chase Burrow. Chase, welcome back to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for having me.
Well, I tell you, man, this little bit of a break that we've had from the Cars Tour, running Southern National in Florence, in the traditional week on, week off. Then you had about a 3-4 week break here before we head back to Hickory next weekend. And, man, you just couldn't stay out of the seat of a race car. You competed this past weekend at Dominion, took the checkered flag in the second Twin 60, declared the winner there at the racetrack. I know that's going through some appeal process. We won't get terribly into that. But, man, you're jumping right back into a modified this weekend at Langley Speedway, man. Just can't get out of the seat, huh?
Yeah, them guys, so I do some R&D stuff for them, on my off time, trying to set up some stuff that we could use on the car store, And they called and they needed a driver for this weekend. And, of course, I didn't have anything going on. So, why not? Man, we were fast all weekend. We showed up Saturday. I think we were third all day, qualified, second. The first race didn't go the way we wanted. We made some adjustments for the second race and that thing was on kill. I was kind of riding it out. And, that... Like I said, that's going through an appeal process. That's beyond my pay grade. I guess when we find out something, we'll go from there. But, we're going to go to Langley this weekend and run the modifieds and try and have some fun.
Let me ask you this, Chase, because, you were a regular at Dominion before running full-time on the Cars Tour a year ago. Did that 1 year of running Cars Tour competition, the level of competition, do you feel like that made you even more prepared to go run against, a Mason Bailey and a Peyton Sellers and guys that run up there full time at Dominion?
So the amount of laps that I have at that place is unreal. I'm only 18 years old, but that's where I started. When I turned 14, that's where I was in a late model, at Dominion. So I've got a ton of laps around that place, and of course that helps, but the car store is big on I guess adapting, like you would say, from track to track. You don't get a whole lot of time. Like, they give you a good amount of time compared to some local stuff, but still it's not enough time most of the time, so you got to really adapt quick. And that's something that, coming from dirt, is a plus, because that's what we do. The track, it's dirt. It constantly, changes. So that's something I'm used to. Mm-hmm. And with a car store, it just amplified that. And when you show up to Dominion with a new car that, I've never raced a car. I've, ran it a couple times for them. New setup, back on McCreary's, all this stuff, just, you're thrown into it. And it was one of those deals where that, adapting helped a lot. And, like I said, those guys, they made me look good. they gave me a rocket ship. But you know, it is what it is.
Well, we'll see how the appeals process go. We're talking with Chase Burrow on the GSX Raps Hotline. And Chase, you mentioned you'll be at Langley Speedway this weekend in Modified. Before we really get into a really critical time for the Cars Tour, four Cars Tour races in less than a month's time, and four unique racetracks. You've got, you know, two racetracks that we're going to in Hickory and North Wilkesboro that – very low grip to no grip, a really tight paper clip in A Speedway, and then the 30,000 to win at Tri-County. Going back to a couple of these racetracks for a second time, you know, you even admitted when we had you on last year that you had never seen some of these racetracks until you pulled in on Friday to practice. How confident are you going back to some of these racetracks for the second and third and fourth times now?
So it's a big, you know, a boost to have been there. You know, we got some notes there now. You know, we ran good at Wilkesboro. We qualified, you know, in the back, but, you know, we made our way up to the front. Tri-County, we had a strong car there, just not the finish we wanted. Then Ace, you know, we're solid there most of the time. You know, we got some work to do. So, I mean, our notebook is there. It's got to grow for sure. But for me as a driver, you know, it's one of those deals where it's something I've seen before, so it's always a plus.
Not really the start you're looking for, but I think it's a decent start. A 13th at Southern National, a 15th at Florence, but you know both of these fields were 32 car fields. You're right there you're within shouting distance of the points. Do you start thinking about points at this point, or are you just going out trying to get the best finish that you can each and every week?
No, I think the whole points, you know, deal, the racing for points deal is. You know, stressful. You know, the racing is supposed to be fun. You know, I get it's jobs for a lot of guys, you know, but, you know, it's supposed to be a fun sport. So, you know, the racing for wins is where it's fun. You know, the points deal at the end of the day, if you can say you won the points, that's awesome. But that's something you worry about, you know, later on. You know, when we're two in, you know, we're racing for trophies for sure.
Right. Let me ask you this. Again, you mentioned North Wilkesboro racetrack. You didn't qualify great at, but you did have a pretty decent finish there when we were there a year ago. Is this one that you had circled on the calendar with all the fanfare? Not that it was amazing fanfare there a year ago, but with it being part of NASCAR All-Star Weekend, having Dale Jr., Kevin Harvick, and potentially some other Cup guys, either current Cup guys or retired Cup guys in the field, is that one that you get amped up for here, you know, less than a month out?
Yeah, of course. You know, they're all a blast. The whole schedule is you know, circled, you know. But Wilkesboro is definitely one of those, like, races where it's almost an experience, you know what I'm saying? It's
right.
It's an awesome deal, you know, the amount of exposure you get, you know, just being at the place. Like, you ain't even got to run good, you know, just being at the place. The exposure is through the roof. And then, of course, the fact that Dale Jr. is going to be there, you know, Kevin, some Cup guys, you know, it's just an amazing deal that, you know, that they can all get the, we can all get these guys come back to some short track stuff and be a part. It's just a cool deal.
I don't want to go too far in, and I actually want to kind of take a step back. And, you know, we had you on the podcast in the last year, winning the 2022 Bill Steen Rookie of the Year on the late model stock car side, and you admittedly said you didn't even anticipate running full time on the Cars Tour. You were put in that car at the beginning of the year as a replacement for Rusty Skews at Caraway, and things just kind of worked out. And then to win it there on the last lap at Caraway, Zach Miracle having some problems, but just now that you've had some time to reflect and let that sink in, what does that 2022 Rookie of the Year mean to you?
It's huge. It's a huge deal to, you know, to be on the resume. You know, the Cars Tour is a huge tour. You know, some might say, oh, it's just a late model stock tour, but it's the biggest. You know what I'm saying? You can't go run another late model stock race, be around the guys you're around in the Cars Tour. You know, it's the best of the best. And to be the Rookie of the Year for a year that I didn't even know I was going to be running, you know, anywhere but Dominion and Langley, you know, that's my, they're my, and Dirt, you know, that's my local tracks.
Right.
So for it to come out and go to Wilkesboro, go to Ace, you know, tracks like Tri-County, places like that, and then go to Martinsville and, you know, do what we did there. Last year was just a complete, you know, dream almost. You know, it almost didn't feel real until, you know, the off season when you can sit back and say, you know, we did this and we did that. And, you know, as a team, we did it. You know, we're not a huge team. You know, I'm sitting at the shop now with two guys. You know, we're working on the car. So it's a small team. And the amount of, you know, I guess you would say, you know, the amount of, you know, things that we accomplished throughout the year was awesome.
Yeah, and I agree. I think with what you did, you know, like I said, man, I think I watched you progress pretty much all year become a better race car driver. But honestly, what you did at Martinsville, I think, was probably the most eye-opening, not just to me, but to a lot of people. And I think that is a product of the hard racing and how you had to kind of grow up really quick running with these cars tour guys each and every week. Saying that, you know, it's kind of a dream season for you and a season where you accomplished so much. What have you set as far as expectations and goals for 2023 to match or even surpass that?
Well, you know, last year we did, you know, the rookie of the year was a huge deal, but we had, you know, I think it was like one or two top fives, maybe one, I think, I don't know. There weren't that many, you know, a few top tens and no wins. So, of course, you know, we want to win, you know, and I think we got a shot at a lot of these racetracks, but especially, you know, Dominion and Langley. You know, those are our home racetracks. Now, saying that, you know, Langley, there's a lot of stout cars that go to Langley because of the low grip, you know, stuff like that. You know, a lot of your Carolina boys, they're used to that low grip stuff, you know. But I think we'll have a really good car at Dominion. You know, like last year we had some bad luck, blew two tires in one race. You know, that's kind of a freak deal. But, you know, just, you know, chase wins and have fun, you know. Like, that's the whole goal. And, you know, the points deal, they'll come. You know, if you win races, you'll have points. So,
Chase, I know it takes a lot of people to get you to the racetrack each and every week. I want to give you an opportunity before I let you go to thank those folks that get you to the racetrack.
Yeah, I can't thank Rusty Hughes enough and Medic Corp and ERE and then AH Race Cars. You know, thank all them guys. That's what makes us go fast and turn left. So, can't thank them enough.
Well, Chase, I can't thank you enough for your time, man. Again, we'll keep our eyes peeled to see how that appeal process goes with that win at Dominion, and we look forward to seeing you at Hickory next weekend in the round three of the Cars Tour. And again, man, like I tell everybody, go ahead and get to victory lane in that Cars Tour. We'll have you back here on the Stickered Up Podcast.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
That's Chase Burrow, the 2022 Bill Steen Rookie of the Year on the late model stock car side. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out. We'll come down pit road, sticker up. We return. We'll talk with the winner at Langley Speedway this past weekend, Cars Tour Touring 12 driver, Connor Hall. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. We're laser cutting and CNC bending. Geo-cut for media blasting and surface conditioning. Geo-cut, South Boston, Virginia, for powder coating. Geo-cut, on-demand laser cut parts. Just go to geocutfabrication.com. Upload your part drawing. Select the material and quantity and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. Geocutfabrication.com. 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. Geocut has you covered.
GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
Practice. Race. Win. At Performance Racing Warehouse, home of the PRW chassis, they feel the thrill of victory and agony of defeat with every customer. With a cutting-edge, track-tested chassis, they know what it takes to build a race-winning machine. The PRW chassis has a proven track record of wins and championships that speak for themselves. When you're ready to take your performance to the next level, come visit Performance and let them get you in victory lane. Online at performancecenter.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. And you can call Performance Racing Warehouse at 704-838-1400.
Courier Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Courier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Courier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Courier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivecourier.com to learn more.
We're all familiar with the term batteries not included. Well, that does not apply to Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery. They're all about batteries. Meredith Battery has Volt batteries for all applications, including auto, marine, commercial, golf cars, power sport, and motorsport. Meredith Battery of Anderson, South Carolina. Their Volt Battery customers are frequent visitors to Victory Lane at your local short tracks in the Southeast each and every week. For more information and to buy your next Volt battery, contact the team at 864-226-9091. 864-226-9091. And on Facebook and Instagram. Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery, the official battery of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
Hey, this is Connor Hall, driver of the number 77 Chad Bryan late model, and you're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Green flag back in the air, this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. Joining us via the GSX Wraps hotline, this young man won two Twin 50 races at Langley Speedway this past weekend on the NASCAR side. He's Touring 12 driver Connor Hall. Connor, welcome back to Stickered Up Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Well, man, obviously home track for you and something that you wanted to do. We talked about it off the air, but man, just talk about the weekend as a whole, kind of taking some time off from the Cars Tour, get back to your home track at Langley Speedway, and obviously fast off the trailer and got two wins on Saturday night.
Yeah, so we just, you know, pursued the whole Cars Tour thing last year. The only start I made at Langley Speedway was won the Cars Tour race there, and I believe it was June, and then the Hampton Heat in July. And admittedly, we ran terrible in both. I think we had a fifth or something at the Cars Tour race, and then I fell out of the race due to a mechanical problem in the Hampton Heat. And then just, you know, long off season, built a new car, did a bunch of stuff like that. And I just kind of circled opening night as a let's go have fun kind of date. And, you know, we knew we were going to kind of roll back into Brennan Queen's house because he's done really well there last year. I think he won like 12 of the 16 races or something. And like I said, just kind of went in there trying to kind of reestablish ourselves at the racetrack, get a notebook back together for that place so that we can excel there on the Cars Tour and Hampton Heat side. And yeah, just had unexpectedly a really good weekend.
Not to take away from, you know, the start that you've had, the Cars Tour, you haven't won yet, but a pretty decent run at Southern National with a fourth, a little bit of trouble at Florence, but still fifth in points, still early on. But does going to Langley, getting some confidence back with these two wins, how does that help you going into Hickory next weekend, where the last time we were at Hickory for the throwback race, you ended up in victory lane?
I would say it obviously winning never hurts. I always try to keep a level head, whether it, you know, I should be in the negatives or should be in the positives mentally. But, like I said, it definitely cannot hurt to go in there with some wins. The main thing to me is, you know, just at least I can keep telling myself, you know, on those bad nights like Florence, that it's obviously, you know, something was lacking. It's not that I just simply forgot how to do my job, because there definitely are days where I'm 6 inches from the mirror having that conversation. And So yes, I guess is the answer, but most importantly, we just got to go into Hickory and kind of put our nose to the grindstone. We're already a little bit further back than I would have hoped. You know, front end damage at Southern National delayed a decent run, and then at Florence, we just simply missed it by a mile. So hoping to kind of rebound and get our season on the right track now before we have to really have a come to Jesus meeting here halfway through the year.
Talking to Connor Hall, he's driving number 77 for Chad Bryant Racing on the Cars Tour. And Connor, something new for you and for Chad Bryant Racing here in 2023. You have a teammate, which you didn't have last year, a teammate in Mason Diaz. Talk a little bit about how that has gone for you guys here in the first two Cars Tour races, having a teammate where last year you didn't have one.
So I would definitely say we have more fun. We had hoped that the second, you know, the two car team would introduce obviously double amount of data, double amount of testing, et cetera, and really help both, you know, both cars speed up a learning curve on the days where we weren't dialed in. But I mean, him and I have just simply had that so-so start to the year. You know, he kind of had some handling issues later in the race at Southern National, and then I had the front end damage at Southern National, and then going into Florence, he has a mechanical failure, and then I had, you know, we had handling issues. So it's really not hitting the ground like sprinting like I had hoped, because, you know, if we finally started to piece it all together, you know, last year due to our really up and down year last year. So I was just hoping to gain some consistency, and that's obviously a part of the picture. Is, you know, you have two cars, you know, one person can try one thing, one person can try another, and then that speeds everything up. But I think Hickory's a good track for him, and it's a good track for me, and obviously the cars are usually really fast there. So I'm really, really circling this April 22nd date as kind of our reintroduction to running up front and going back to our successful ways, because last year we had a really, really good program and just lacked the consistency due to, you know, wrecking or parts failures and stuff like that. So
as you mentioned, that April 22nd date, that race being at Hickory, that starts about a 5-week period where we've got four Cars Tour races, and it's a really condensed part of the schedule. Obviously run at Hickory next weekend, and then 13 days later we're at Ace Speedway on a Friday night. Then we're Wednesday night at North Wilkesboro in the middle of All-Star Weekend. And then we wrap up the month of May at Tri-County for $30,000 to win. Talk a little bit about this really condensed stretch and how you are going to prepare for that mentally, as this is really kind of a important stretch during the Cars Tour season.
Yeah, so getting through, you know, April and May is really important. You know, we have roughly 15 or so races on the Cars Tour schedule, and by the end of May you're going to have at least a third of your racing done. So it's going to be a really crucial time to not tear up equipment, you know, get the car handling really good, maybe put together some wins, and just really, really try to get our feet to the ground in April and May.
Do you think this is an opportunity, especially like you mentioned, I think rain has probably been one of the biggest factors in you guys not being able to have as much practice on race weekend. Do you feel like if we have good weather, this is where the two-team concept can really benefit both you and Mason?
Yeah, I mean, I would hope so. One thing I've noticed is we obviously differ a tiny bit, but at the same time, you know, if one race car is turning really good and the other one's not, usually what's on the one is going to help the other. So I definitely think if we can keep the track dry and at least get some full practice days in and stuff like that, and stop having to go to shortened schedules, obviously that'll really help us personally.
I mentioned this, I talked to everybody. Obviously, North Wilkesboro, it's kind of one of those crown jewel races on the Cars Tour here in the last couple of years. And what are your thoughts going into that race? I mean, because that particular race is under such a microscope with the fact that it's during All-Star Weekend, the likes of Dale Earnhardt Jr., Kevin Harvick, a couple of other current Cup drivers are tentatively scheduled to run that event, some past Cup drivers. Do you put added pressure on yourself, or is it just another race for you?
I would say that there's a ton of pressure on us as far as Chad Bryant Racing goes between the driver, you know, on the driving side and the car side. Because last year, like, we felt like we were pretty good going into that race, you know, just having won the throwback race and stuff like that. And, you know, Dominion and Goodyear and all that, you know, all those three races kind of within a few months. And then it was kind of just the start of a slow descend. We had a right front suspension issue there. We ran like a lap down, like P20th. Like, we had no clue what was going on until we got back to the shop and realized that we had issues, and luckily found them there. Cause then we went into Tri-County and had a really good run, but then once again, you know, got wrecked from the lead. So it was just, you know, the beginning of a string of issues for us. So I think that, you know, these bigger races can definitely influence a season, let alone just having so much pressure on it to be the top dog that one event.
On top of the car store, you mentioned the Hampton Heat. Do you guys have the plan to run for the Virginia Triple Crown with Chad Bryant Racing as well, going to South Boston 4th of July weekend, then Langley, and then back to Martinsville?
I don't know if we're going to go back to South Boston. I'm not a really big fan of the F50s. I think the last Sobo 200, it was just right up in the top groove, and you can only pass for the first couple laps of the run, I felt like. And then on top of that, you know, we ended up getting that huge crash on the front stretch, and it's with our car store chat, you know, car. So it really put us behind the eight ball. So depending on the points and, you know, how our season's looking, that's obviously going to be kind of what I call a game time decision. But at the moment, I don't think I have much interest in going. I just really, really want to focus on our car store year and getting that back on track as fast as possible.
And probably also helps the fact of not maybe wanting to go to South Boston, the fact that you got to be at Caraway on Wednesday night to run a car store race before that Saturday race at South Boston. I think that honestly might deter some of those car store guys that typically would go to South Boston for that weekend. Maybe they pass on that weekend because of that points race at Caraway. And I think Harvick's going to be there. So that's kind of a big to-do for the cars tour kind of before that South Boston race. So, Connor, I know that you've put you and I have had conversations off the air that you really have put a lot of time and energy in that a championship is your end goal. And I think you make no bones about that. Not off to the start that you want. What do you feel like you have to do here in the short term to kind of get back on track and get where you feel like you have a chance to win this championship?
I definitely think that, like, getting back to par would be good. You know, just start running back in the top three consistently. And, you know, if we get lucky and, you know, chip one in or win a race, you know, and get a birdie and earn some points back, that'd be really good. But, so like I said, a win would be great. Top three would just be like, hey, we're going back in the right direction.
Is there any track that you've got circled on the race, on the calendar? I mean, I know they're all big and they're all important, but is there one or two that you have circled on the calendar that you're looking forward to?
I really had Center National in Florence circled. Just because we sit on the pole at Southern National for 50,000, so I thought we had a pretty strong car there. And then Florence has just always been a place that Chad Bryant Racing and myself have excelled at. So having missed those, I would say going forward, definitely Langley, Dominion, Hickory. Do we go back to Goodyear this year?
We do go back to Goodyear.
Goodyear would be a great one. I mean, luckily we had really good runs last year. It was just, I felt like we either won, you know, one finished second or third or wrecked. And
right.
So looking to eliminate the wrecking and issues and just go back to running top three.
Yeah. Not hitting an OB into the water as opposed to keeping it down the fairway. Right.
Yeah. I only have a couple balls. I don't have to go back and buy another sleeve.
Talking with Connor Hall here on the GSX Raps Hotline. And Connor, I know it takes a ton of people to get to the racetrack, and want to give you an opportunity to thank those individuals before I let you go here.
Would love to thank Town Bank, Brandon Concrete, First Team Automotive, GSX Raps, Marlin Marine Electronics, Let's Talk Trash Inc., Durham Mechanical Services, ATC Lawn Care Services, Harpoon Larry's, Schaefer's Oil, Not Done Yet Sport Fishing, Tearaway Services, Charles Barker Automotive, definitely my family, and just everybody back at Chad Bryant Racing.
Well, Connor, I'll tell you what I tell everybody. Go ahead and get in victory lane next week in Hickory, and we'll have you back on the show here to talk about that. Best of luck to you moving forward, and thanks again for coming on the Stickered Up podcast.
Yep, thanks for having me.
That's Connor Hall, driver of the number 77 for Chad Bryant Racing. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out. We'll take this opportunity to come down pit road, sticker up. We'll wrap up this edition. You're listening to the Stickered Up podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. We're all familiar with the term batteries not included. Well, that does not apply to Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery. They're all about batteries. Meredith Battery has Volt batteries for all applications, including auto, marine, commercial, golf cars, power sport, and motorsport. Meredith Battery of Anderson, South Carolina. Their Volt Battery customers are frequent visitors to Victory Lane at your local short tracks in the Southeast each and every week. For more information and to buy your next Volt battery, contact the team at 864-226-9091. 864-226-9091. And on Facebook and Instagram, Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery, the official battery of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
Courier Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Courier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Courier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Courier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivecourier.com to learn more.
For custom CNC sheet metal design and fabrication, GeoCut, aluminum, stainless, mild steel, parts, gussets, tabs, assemblies, and more. GeoCut, South Boston, Virginia. Large and small batch powder coating, media blasting, surface conditioning and finishing, and much more. GeoCut, 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. GeoCut, 434-201-4824.
GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up podcast.
Practice, race, win. At Performance Racing Warehouse, home of the PRW chassis, they feel the thrill of victory and agony of defeat with every customer. With a cutting-edge, track-tested chassis, they know what it takes to build a race-winning machine. The PRW chassis has a proven track record of wins and championships that speak for themselves. When you're ready to take your performance to the next level, come visit Performance and let them get you in victory lane. Online at performancecenter.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. And you can call Performance Racing Warehouse at 704-838-1400.
Hey, I'm Carson Quabble, driver of the number 8 Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops Junior Motorsports Chevrolet. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
White flag this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. I want to thank Tour and 12 drivers Chase Burrow and Connor Hall for joining us on this episode of the Stickered Up Podcast. Again, we'll be headed to Hickory Motor Speedway next weekend for round 3 for the late model stock cars, round 2 for the pro late models, and we will preview that next week on Stickered Up. I want to thank the folks that help Stickered Up come to you each and every week. First and foremost, I want to thank our newest partner, Volt Battery Technologies. They're out of Anderson, South Carolina. Dylan Meredith, Boo Carlisle, thank you guys so much for the opportunity to represent you guys. Volt Battery Technology, the official battery of the Stickered Up Podcast and the Cars Tour. Also want to thank our friends at Pereira Tank Lines, Performance Center Racing Warehouse, GeoCut, GSX Wraps. Again, our friends here at Broadcasting Experts, Dave Perkins and Morgan Patrick, who make us sound crystal clear each and every week. I'm Stephen Dunn. That's the checkered flag on this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast.
Be sure to share this podcast. New episodes of Stickered Up will be available wherever you download your podcasts.